Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The news this morning, Alan, a fiercely divided House has tossed Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene off both her committees. It was an unprecedented punishment for the chamber, and it reflected Democrats' outrage at the hateful and violent conspiracy theories she had helped spread. Nearly all Republicans voted against the Democratic move, but none of them defended her lengthy history of outrageous social media posts. The AP says this morning that illustrated the ticklish political spot Greene put her party in, forcing them to declare whether they should punish or condone a lawmaker who was a close ally of former President Donald Trump. Your thoughts this morning.
David, to me, the Republicans have put themselves into a terrible spot because you can believe that all of our utterances, the most incredible kinds of things about space lasers, anti-Semitic, and this and that, will be used against the Republican incumbents who all voted for her. Now, they say it's because of the precedence of what's happening here that they are stripping somebody of another party, in the minority party in this case, of her rights. Nevertheless, she's really an idiot. I mean, this is really a terrible situation for her, and she's going to stain every one of those Republicans who voted for her. This is going to be a huge help for the Democrats, and they're going to use it because they are the defenders. They have a few votes extra in the House of Representatives, which could easily go Republican, as well as a whole bunch of Senate elections coming up. So she's going to become the face of the Republican Party, and she should, because they all voted for her.
Meanwhile, the person she supported in all this, former President Trump, has rejected a House Democratic request to testify in the impeachment trial. Of course, the shape of the Senate impeachment trial remains unclear.
David, I've said it 1,000 times. Trump is a lying liar. And if he gets before the Congress in a committee situation, in an impeachment situation, and he lies because he can't stop lying, he will be breaking the law. You can't lie to Congress. So we know that they won't let him testify because they know his penchant for lying. It's really that simple. The Democrats know what they want. They want to get him up there. And of course, they know a lie also, which would make it even worse for him. So it's not surprising that he said no. It was a ploy. The Republicans saying it was a ploy. It was, but it was a brilliant one. And it's exactly what they should have done. Say, come up here and defend yourself if you want, if you can.
Interesting article in the Washington Post this morning. Republicans worry their big tent will meet big problems in the 2022 elections. I mean, you just alluded to that. They have this split in the party now with these extremists and the more moderates in the party. You know, where do we see this one going?
Well, the moderates, of course, are the old, as I have said, Republican Party. These are the fiscal conservatives, these are the George Bushes and the likes. These are the Eisenhowers, and you name them, they were part of what we used to call the Republican Party. Now we call the Republican Party a group of people who were torn between supporting a president who they clearly don't like because the Republican voters in the United States are with them. We've said it before, we'll say it again. That's all that is counting is they're staying in office. They want to stay in. And they will, of course, throw in their principles in order to do that.
Very interesting Bloomberg story this morning. New York versus the world. Letitia James is picking big fights. After 2 years of challenging the Trump administration, New York Attorney General Letitia James is taking on Facebook, Inc., and Google in an antitrust case, suing to dissolve the National Rifle Association and running a potentially explosive investigation into Donald Trump's real estate empire. The question, Alan, can she deliver? And if she can, what will she do next?
Well, she may deliver on something. She clearly is following in Andrew Cuomo, Elliot Spitzer's footsteps, being an attorney general who would like to be governor. Well, at least that's what I make of it. There are those who say, well, she's doing it because it's right, but she's doing what she thinks will move her forward. Now, look, Google is extremely popular with a lot of people. It's very fashionable now to attack Google, but it doesn't bring you very far if, in fact, people think you're attacking something that they use all the time. We know Google is successful because of that. Now, I know this may not be very popular with some on the left, but nevertheless, Google has helped an awful lot of people, and I doubt very much that attacking Google is going to bring her what she may think it's going to bring her politically.
charting new foreign policy. President Biden ends support for Saudi's Yemen war. From the New York Times this morning, Alan, President Biden ordered an end to arms sales to the Saudis and said the U.S. would no longer be rolling over in the face of Russia's aggressive actions. The announcement, a clear signal of Biden's intention to reverse the way former President Trump dealt with difficult foreign policy issues.
You know what? You reap what you sow. And the Saudis have been playing footsie with President Trump. Now in comes the Biden administration, and I don't think it's only that they're getting even with the Saudis, but I think they're resetting the way that we deal with them, which is to say, this is different now. You know, you're not going to get behind murders of a Washington Post writer and get away with it with us. That's clear. You know, in the old days, we depended on the Saudis because that's where the oil was, and we needed oil to run this country. But now we don't need them anymore. In fact, we have all the oil we can use and more. The United States is now one of the biggest producers of oil. So the Saudis have lost some of their kitsch, and they are not as primary to American foreign policy as they used to be. For years, they would support those who hated Israel and give them money. That's a tough one.
Or political observer. Alan Shartok, I'm afraid that's the end of our conversation, and just best wishes to everyone for a wonderful weekend, and another thank you for an incredible, what was it, half day? Fun drive?
A couple of hours, and David, thank you for helping me, because I always want to say something at the end of these commentaries about thanking you and thanking everybody who's out there for everything that you did to make this station whole. We have such great respect and love for all of you.